Welcome to your five for the day. During August, we were travelling home on the M4 when we decided to stop for a break at the services at Lee Delamere. We had stopped there many times before, knew the layout and the services provided. One of our first priorities was what is often referred to as a comfort stop. As I waited for my wife to reappear, I noticed a young man standing in the corridor beside me. All of a sudden, the lady who was his wife appeared in the company of their little boy, aged about 3 or 4. When he saw his father, he ran full pelt towards him, jumped up into his outstretched arms, and gave a gleeful, enthusiastic shout of, "Daddy!" It really was a touching sight to see. The love, dependence, and confidence of the little boy for his dad, and the obvious overflowing reciprocal love of the dad for his little boy. As I dwelt on this all too rare sight, my mind went on its travels. No wonder, I thought, when teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus started with the words, "Our Father." When we become Christians, we are born again into God's family and can from then on refer to God as our Father. This means that we now have in heaven one who loves us, cares for us, guides us, protects us, ministers to our needs. All that an earthly father should do, but all too often fails to do. When teaching, I had to learn that for many of my pupils, their father was not someone who cared for them, protected them, loved them, or guided them. In fact, for some, he was the exact opposite and didn't want to be bothered with them, and in some tragic cases, actually abused them. This is why I used to quickly point out that God is a father as a father is meant to be. Jesus also regarded God as his father. Study his prayer life, and you will often find him addressing God as his father, as holy father, as my father. You see, Jesus had a unique relationship with God as his father. He trusted him implicitly. His one desire in life was to do always the things that pleased his father. He prayed very earnestly in the Garden of Gethsemane as Calvary loomed large before him, knowing that God wouldn't ask him to pass through that desperate experience if it wasn't essential. Confidently, when about to expire on the cross, he prayed, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," knowing they were the most capable hands to which he could commit himself. Why did Jesus pray in these terms? Why did he use such language? And why have the inspired penmen who wrote our Bible included such instances? Surely it is to show us the potential relationship with God that we can enjoy when we trust his Son, are born again, and enter his eternal family. Most children love their dad, talk with him, want to spend time with him, want to show how much they love him. They don't see all this as a burden and waste of time. It is an enjoyable and regular experience. This is how God intends our prayer life to be. Not a dirge, not reciting like a parrot the same words and phrases we recited yesterday, last week, last month. It should be a much anticipated, vibrant, essential daily experience when we bring to God our praise, adoration, worship, concerns, and thanks for answered prayer. If you know nothing of this, then why not enter into that relationship today? And like that little boy, jump into those welcoming arms of Jesus and put your whole trust in a God who loves you and cares for you like no other. Thank you again for your company on Five for the Day, and may God bless you.